Okay, welcome to Office Hours with Prime. Please feel free to ask any... I have Outlook alerts on, and that was very loud. Anyway, feel free to ask any questions you would like over in the Office Hours channel, which is two channels above this one. Just type your question, and I will get to it as soon as I can. Whatever you want to ask. Okay, so usually we only take Neo's questions, but I'll make an exception for Morbius. So yeah, I've seen Morbius. It's incredible. I've watched it four times. It's like the best film ever. Imerin asks, for someone... Oh, excuse me. Hold on one second. Okay, there we go. I almost died off camera, off mic. again, Ivarin asks, for someone who is not follow the game and is out of the loop, what has been happening the last few months? Any changes to the devs, community moderation helpers is what I'm looking for. No main changes to the game. You can check the announcements channel or the Neo Subject channel for anything. There'll be changes to the game there. We understand how things are slow. Do read the announcements channel for more information on that front. Moderation has been a little bit busy. We're always trying to keep people safe regardless of what's happening. So you can check the Devlog channel. There's been a couple of updates to guidelines and policies, mostly around the sort of adult content route. Adult content completely comes up basically like every moderation office hours it comes up. I don't particularly understand why. It's very simple. Of course, read the guidelines for the official stance here. But my TLDR of the official stance is, if you're doing naughty stuff or have naughty stuff on your avatar or inventory, it should be in a private world. This includes hiding it, various sort of faculties there. Just go to a private world. It's that simple. Oh, and don't accidentally sexual activity hear someone from across the map. Don't do that. Go to a damn private world and do it there. We have no problem with it in a private world. Do combine consent as well. Everyone needs to be consenting to view their content and interact in that way. Check the guidelines for more information. Yes, check the guidelines for the official word and more information. No, it just always comes up. As for helpers and mentors, we brought on some new mentor leads recently, including mentor leads in different locales. We now have a Korean mentor lead team and a Japanese mentor lead team, which is expanding mentors into those, I want to say markets, because that's the phrase I would use at work, but it's not like correct, but we'll do it, markets, which is great. It lets more people help out. Cultures would also be correct, but I guess time zones would probably be like, whatever. You know what I mean? That's cool. They're doing a bunch of stuff there, which is fantastic as we get more and more mentors going. With those new leads coming on, I'm sure you'll see some new or cool stuff happening with those people soon. For those who are unaware, mentors are a team of community volunteers who will help you out in-game. Look for the green question mark above their head. They are able to help you out with any questions that you do have. Very interesting question here from Ozzy, who asks, do you have any tips on managing a session's voice settings? As far as in using audio, audio config injection, I feel a lot of times it's really difficult to balance in making sure people are being heard while making sure our further people out don't overwhelm the conversation. I hate the default settings on Neos's audio stuff. I don't particularly know why I hate them, and so I haven't been able to sort of formulate a plan to maybe fix that. But I have really no audio filter. So if a conversation's happening, I need to listen to it. And so if I can hear the entire world, I'm in like five different conversations and I can't focus on an individual one conversation there. There are systems that you can use. So Ozzy mentions audio injection. That's where you put a slot into the auto inject slot, which is on the user spawner that's at the top under controllers usually of the slot hierarchy. And then you auto inject audio. I can't remember the name of the component. I think I've got a tutorial somewhere. I'll double check. I've never really like understood a lot of those settings though. I need to kind of like do a, I hate using corporate terminology. I need to do a deep dive on some of those options so I can get those out to you. I did notice a couple of worlds which had settings which I liked, and they came from a world I was in with Nami, I think it was. And Nami uses one which is in Hades folder. Basically, I noticed Nami was hosting a world that had good audio settings in it, and I'm just like, can I get those? I want those for my worlds. And then Nami said that it was in Hades public folder. And then I never really looked at that again. Lots of worlds have it good. I also like the worlds that do the manual culling of beyond audio. It's debatable whether, you know, there's much benefit from doing it for other reasons, but for audio, if they're like a certain distance away, then turn off the audio, that does it too. And then you've got no like complications there. It's,
It's fun. I really want to like figure out what the problem is within Neos Actual and then get a better way to sort of represent that, talk about it, and provide content for it, because I just find it like it's confusing, and because there's no like real big sort of Bible about how those settings work, there's lots of hearsay that goes around, and then lots of what I do, which is just stealing Hades configuration when I remember to pick it up, is what other people are doing as well. So there's no real like standard of understanding it. So people just end up with like, oh yeah, I use this system or this particular whatever to get it done. It needs to be done. The second part of your question though talks about overwhelming conversations. I just want to make sure that, you know, that's also something that can happen sort of culturally as well. So make sure you're keeping an eye on that one. A really good point here is to move off of the damn spawn point. I cannot stand it. Like, you know, there's a circular ring usually for the common spawn point that we see in a lot of worlds, and people just sort of congregate on top of it, or build logics on top of it, or have conversations on top of it. Like, just move like a couple of meters outside of that ring, please, because otherwise you're constantly being interrupted by people joining and you know, being in your conversation. Like, there's a huge world. All the worlds are huge, like huger than you would usually know, huger than worlds, which are big. One of the MMC entries was really, really big, like a whole town. But still, that wasn't as big as you can go in Neos. So just like move out a little bit. Additionally, be careful when you're having a conversation that you're not interrupting someone. I've had it so many cases. In fact, the most common occurrence I have that's related to conversational audio is I'm having a conversation with someone and someone else who's new to the world walks up to me and says, oh, hi. It's like, well, guys, we're in the middle of a sentence. Like, we're in the middle of a sentence here, right? So if you could wait and then we can say hi. But no, they just don't seem to understand, like, they don't seem to understand that, like, you know, if there are two people talking and they've just joined the world, they can't come and show me their multi-tool. It's very frustrating. Yeah, I kind of, like, have a couple of those. There's also the ranty page I have on the wiki, which is basically like, if you disagree with this, I don't care. Like, it's just what I think. I kind of like that sort of safety net as well, where it's like, here is my opinion. If you disagree, I don't care. And it's not I don't care negatively. It's like, I cool, have fun. I'm logged out of the wiki. That's special user login. That should do it. There we go. Now I'm logged in. Yeah, so I wrote this page, and it's basically just like, I don't mind if you disagree with me. I don't mind, but, you know, here is what I would rather people keep in mind. It goes into also things like that. There's a whole section on audio, which is like, just be considerate is what I'm thinking. I think if a lot more people realize that, like, virtual reality, like, if they broke down that word, virtual reality, like, some of the cultural problems we have wouldn't exist if it was a real space. Just take one of the hangout worlds you've been in, like a bar or, you know, like some house or whatever. If you went to my house and you were problematic, I would ask you to leave. If you went to my house and you shot a knockback gun at me, you would be arrested and or shot. So keep that in mind and be considerate with the people that you're operating. Unnamed Cyborg Cat says, if everyone lived in a digital world, economics wouldn't really be a thing because there's no scarcity. There would probably still be scarcity in terms of, like, electricity. Lex says, what do you think is the best way to save and distribute logic templates? I just, like, parent stuff to a cube and hand it to someone. Make sure the cube isn't named cube. Other people use blueprints, red prints. I'm quite fond of the Japanese community's 3D pack, because that isn't a blueprint. It's just, like, the parts or features of traditional blueprints where you can pack into a named object really easily. Logix is better in 3D. I will like die on my soapbox here. Logix is better in 3D. You can, you know, bend your nerves. That might be painful. You can bend nodes, you can curve nodes, you can program in 3D space. There is a lot more sort of dimensions available to you than if you just stick it like on there. I also think that blueprints encourage late packing. What I mean by late packing is my philosophy when building something in Neos is to pack early and often and to communicate between logic groups as best as you can using whatever methodology you have. A good example here is like, would you build your entire game on one blueprint? No. Would you build your entire game on several micro blueprints that stick into the larger blueprint? Probably. That's what a lot of people do. Whereas mine is like, okay, well, the logic for the like NPC is in the NPC, and the logic for the weapon is in the weapon, and the logic for the character is in the character. Usually the only sort of like global logics group I have is like a controller or something like that, which is just like, oh, you know, it's nighttime, the zombies come out. It's daytime, the zombies die. Just sort of remembering that meme now. Nighttime, daytime. Anyway, moving onwards here. Aaron asks, what's your opinion on entrance respawn noises? For example, someone plays like 30 seconds of a song in my world today when they joined. Don't do that. So I like to think of like WWE or the equivalents in other television networks or whatever when it comes to respawning. I hate those sometimes. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're kind of cute, but like most of the time it's just like, what the hell? It's great for WWE because it gets you sort of emotionally invested in the wrestlers that you're watching enter the stage, but it doesn't need to be like that in NEOS. It really does not. You can see one of my favorite examples of that being a wrestler called Alberto Del Rio, who's in WWE. I actually named my, like you know when you put a name into, like, an account to make it? I named my Hulu account Alberto Del Rio. And so when I log in, it says, like, hi, Alberto Del Rio, what you gonna watch today? And it makes me giggle each time. It's like a sort of, like, weird privacy thing, right? It's, like, first name, last name. And I'm like, not my first name, not my last name. Anyway, when he comes in, he'll usually come in using, like, a really expensive car. And I know, because it's a production, that they've rented this car from, like, a car rental place. And it's a new car every week. And I'm like, this rental car place is just making a lot of money. And he'll honk his horn, and there's like, you know, Spanish Mexican music going off, and he's just like, he's got his own announcer who will roll the R's of Alberto Del Rio incredibly loudly. I can't do that. And it's just like, Alberto, mate, could you get into the ring and fight? And then I would care. I would be more invested about who you are as a person. Same thing goes with those respawn noises. Like, I don't need to hear that you've respawned. I don't need to hear that you've arrived. You arriving should be hello. Again, think of going around to someone's house for a nice meal. You'd be like, hi, I bought a bottle of wine. And then, you know, you might not know everyone at the table. So you go like, oh, yeah, I'm Prime's friend. We met at college and I do particle accelerator research. Cool. That's told me more about you as a person than five bars of the most annoying song I can imagine. Or, I don't know, the Halo theme tune when you spawn in. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't understand why you do it. So be considerate and please don't do it. Do also remember that there are some people who are sound sensitive, like myself. I am, like I said, I have no audio filter, so I hear everything. And also some people that have, you know, difficulty hearing, and they want the sounds that they hear to be associated with the activity that they're doing and not have anything abrupt, right? If they're playing a game, you know, they'll understand it. Like, hey, I'm playing a game. There's going to be guns and explosions and stuff like that. But if they're just hanging out in a NEOS world and someone launches in and, like, I don't know, it does one of Alberto Del Rio's, like, openings, what's the point? Onwards to more of another question from Ozzy. So I stopped talking about WWE wrestling. I don't watch it these days. I used to have a roommate back at university who would always watch it. And because I had, you know, infinite free time being a student, I would always watch it too. But I would just giggle at it because it was all like a bit of fun. Anyway, moving on to Ozzy's question. More of a session host admin question. How do you personally go about dealing with users not following your session rules? Also, how do you confront them? Assuming it isn't instant kick ban or whatever. Sometimes it is an instant kick or ban. That usually leads to like weird situations. I've had it a lot of times in the past where people think that staff members shouldn't be able to ban people from their sessions because it looks like banning them from the platform or putting out a sort of community mandate that they... that they are, you know, a bad person. It's not that. Like, when I host a session and I ban you from that session, I'm kicking out you out of my front room. Like, if you have a question on Discord or I come to your session or you need help, you message me for help, I'm still going to give it to you. It just means you're not allowed in my living room and you're not allowed to use my toilets and the bowl of M&Ms on the counter is not for you. Please leave. So if you do get kicked or banned, A, you've probably done something bad. B, message me about it and don't be angry about it. There's lots of cases where people are like angry about rules or they feel upset or they feel, you know, hard done by, but it's like, it's a rule and it's a broken rule, right? There can be a healthy conversation about that. It doesn't need to be argumentative or aggressive. A good example is I don't allow in my sessions the collar bells. There is probably at least one person who wears one of those bells on their neck in this, because they're stereotypically, it's just everywhere. I don't allow those in my sessions. And when they come in, it's usually on a rule board. Sometimes it's not, because I forget to spawn it out, or I just haven't. But if it's on there, they'll read it and they'll get offended and they'll say something like, but this is part of my identity. And I'm like, okay, part of my identity is the bass farts occur whenever I'm in the session. Loud bass farts occur like all the time. That's part of my identity. And what I mean by that is trying to sort of like illustrate. I do a bad job sometimes. I'm tired. What I'm trying to do, I'll explain it, is I'm trying to illustrate that there is a line between identity and being considerate. And in some cases, by not following the rules of a session that you're in, you're stepping over that line. You're no longer being considerate. And at that point, you're subject to me having a talk with you. 9 times out of 10, when I confront someone about my rules, they'll get offended and leave. And it's really sad. I don't really know how to deal that. If anyone has any ideas, go for it. Like, I try to do it in the nicest possible way. I'm like, hey, there's a rule over there. It says no collar bells. And so please. And they'll just be like very offended about it and leave. And I usually don't hear from them again. And that is because I think in society, we have a lot of sort of issues around confrontation and arguments and debates. If anyone went to, you know, a stereotypical high school in the US, you probably had debate club at some point. You might not have been in it, but you would be aware that it existed. Debate club is a great thing that tries to teach, probably badly, I don't know, I was never in a debate club, about how to debate about things. But I believe it should be expanded in society to sort of teach us how to argue about things. People see arguments as sort of fiery, charged things like they are in TV shows, you know, people throwing stuff, maybe someone gets shot at the end of it if it's a stereotypical TV show. But arguments can be as simple as like, I disagree with you about this, and that's fine, and you disagree with me, that's also fine. We will now go our separate ways and have a pizza. A good way to look at it is to think about the question, what's your favorite color? So if I ask anyone in here what your favorite color is, you'll say a completely different answer to me. And it's like, that's fine. And then no one argues about it and we have fun. Like every single argument should be about that. Once things go past a line and we get into like severe issues, then of course, maybe I won't talk to you. But like generally, if you break a rule, I'm going to tell you about it. And if you're offended by it, leave. But remember, I'm not there to tell you off, to do it negatively. I'm just like, yo, dude, rule. Getting back to the actual realm of the question rather than me rambling about life. Make sure your rules are posted clearly. Make sure that the action that you have on when a rule is broken is also clear. So, you know, you say something along the lines of, here are the rules. If you break the rules, here is what's going to happen. And then, sure, they might not have agreed to that or, you know, officially signed it in terms of contract law, but everything that was there could have been set out for the expectations. And if that user comes into the session and they are reading the room, which they should do, see my tutorial on reading the room, then they should understand what is going to happen. If you have any follow-up questions on that, go for it. I know that was a lot. And then some people are like, Prime's really mean. He has rules and he doesn't care if you break them. He's just going to kick you. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, read the rules. If I come to your session, I'll abide by your rules. I haven't seen any rules that are difficult for me to abide by. Like, I come to another session and someone's like, use an optimized avatar. And I'm like, got it. Don't use a multi-tool. Got it. Don't make loud sounds. Absolutely. I don't do that. Don't do this. Absolutely fine. So moving on to an actual another question. So we stopped talking about rules. I'm Aaron asked, do you have any comments about the player count dropping throughout 2022, why it's happening, what will done be it, or the consequences of it? The player count's dying a lot because the game is sort of feeling like it's stagnating. And I don't understand too much so what the different reasons are for that. Of course, I know a few, see the announcement channel, etc. But something which I'm seeing that we need a lot more of is we need a lot more creation. And there are people making cool stuff, and there are people making a lot of cool stuff, but we just need more cool stuff, right? So just make cool stuff. I believe our population will go like up the moment we start getting like a sort of rolling ball of content combined with a rolling ball of non-content creating players, which is another problem we have when being considerate, is not everyone wants to be a creator, so stop trying to force them to be a creator, maybe. What I mean by that is, like, if you go over to VRChat or any other like social VR platform, most people there have no idea how Unity work. They have no idea how like level design, rendering, textures, materials, assets, meshes, vertices. They have no idea how those work. And that's okay. They're there to just socialize and hang out. Just think about how many people are in front of a mirror inside VRChat right now, and they know nothing technical. Those are the players that we're missing. And I think we'll get them when we have a lot better sort of like culture. Of course, like some other things need to change, see announcements, and our UI needs to change, see our roadmap. But like culturally, there's lots that we can do there to kind of just sort of like be like, cool. Like maybe open a world where not everyone has Builder. Like, make that, like, not the norm, but make it a session that you host. Maybe finish a world. Maybe stop having sessions that are in just blank worlds. I see that a lot. It kind of puts off people when, you know, you're just in the grid space. Like, you and I know that we can watch YouTube memes and play around with our Logic's multi-tools and make sounds when we launch and have bass farts come out of our bell and our collar whenever we want, in whatever world we want, grid space or not grid space. But someone new to the platform, they want to see cool worlds, they want to see cool creations, they want to see cool environments, cool experiences. I don't think we have that. Good example there being our game worlds. We have tons of game worlds, and you'll see them a lot on the monthly streams, Games of Neos, with Nex and the team there. But then they're not played. Like, I helped make a Among Us VR version in Neos. No one plays it. And I don't blame anyone for playing that, but if you look at the Among Us VR game over in VRChat, everyone's playing it. And again, that's because there are people there that are just to experience stuff, and they're not there to build stuff. As for the player count before 2022 and before this C announcement stuff, honestly, it's probably just UI. Like, it's probably UI. It was steadily climbing. We do still have cultural problems to solve. The guidelines and moderation team are working heavily on that, as is the mentor team. But just think about what you can do to be more considerate to your fellow player, particularly if they are non-technical minded. And maybe don't play massive bass fart sound effects when you respawn. And again, if you do, that's fine. We're just going to agree to disagree. It's not like I'm going to hate you or anything. I don't remember who said it to me the first, but it was like someone said, like, hating stuff takes a lot of energy. And they're right. I don't have time for that. But yeah, that's all the questions. I know we got all like metaphysical here about the nature of reality. So if you have any follow-up questions, do let me know. We have 3 minutes left in this office hour section. So feel free to ask any questions you have for the last now 2 minutes. Otherwise, we'll end off at the end. And see you guys soon. Do remember you can DM me anytime with any questions you have. We'll usually answer. Sometimes I'll just be like, cool, post in the Discord. Keep talking. That's the most important thing. Oh, and finish a project. Pick up a project you had going in Neos and finish it. Maybe cut the scope on it so you can finish it, but finish it. I went to the Creator Jam a couple of weeks ago, and I made a wheat farming simulator in like a couple of hours, and it's cool, and it exists. It's the Creator Jam on carbohydrates, carbs. You can farm wheat. You can plant seeds. You can water them. You can harvest the wheat, and then you can grind it into flour. Of course, it's not accurate, but like, I made it and I finished it. That's an experience there. I might tutorial that at some point. Because it uses active colliders, which aren't bad, remember? Lex says that they frustrate themselves by having starting projects they can't finish in one session, so I have ideas for larger projects and I just push them off to one side. I have pages and pages of projects, pages and pages of ideas, and pages of to-do lists. I say to-do lists because I find I can easily do to-do list items if I write a list from scratch. And the reason that happens is because I am writing it from scratch, from memory, which is also sometimes a measure of like priority. Like, if I'm writing it from memory, it means I'm going to remember the highest priority items. Whereas if I look back on a to-do list from a month ago, it's just like, what? I needed to do what? That does lead to forgotten stuff. Like, I need to ring my UK bank and tell them that they spelt my town that I live in wrong. Very wrong. Like, every single letter wrong. I don't know how, but they did. Anyway, that is it for office hours. If you have any comments, questions, noises, cat gifts, whatever you'd like, please do feel free to DM me them or see the contact in the Steam list for other ways to speak to the team. I'll be back next time. This time next week. And have a nice day.